Dr. Lori Lambert is visiting Haines to speak to the community about her research on the human health impacts of industrial mining. But her first stop on this trip is the Klukwan School.
Thank you so much for coming.
It was a long way.
It's a long trip from Montana, but her goal is to build awareness about what keeps people and communities healthy. After eating a lunch of moose stew, she met with students to talk about their connection to the local ecology.
Who eats salmon? How many people eat salmon?
I eat dry salmon.
Yeah, well, that's salmon, right?
Dr. Lambert studies the health disparities of Native communities in Montana and Alaska at the University of Montana at Bozeman.
A medical ecologist looks at the environment as it affects human health. And a medical anthropologist, which is my other degree, looks at populations and how they react to environmental change and environmental toxins or other kinds of health issues.
She was invited by Lynn Connell Conservation, a group that left the Chilkat Valley Mining Forum in 2017. Dr. Lambert says the negative ecological impacts of mining have an outsized impact on rural and indigenous communities.
I think they depend on the land more. You know, the ancestors of indigenous communities have laid down their lives for the land. They have sacrificed for the land. And if this generation doesn't keep it, what's the use of all the ancestors back from time immemorial, you know, fighting for the land? It disgraces them.
In 2017, the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan joined a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management. They say they failed to consider the environmental effects of mineral exploration by Constantine Mineral Resources, a Canadian company. They say hard rock mining is a threat to Chilkat wild stock salmon and the sustainability of their community. Dr. Lambert says that when international companies extract local resources, it's the people who live there that get stuck with any mess that's left behind. She says the environmental impacts don't just affect the physical health of the community, but the mental health as well.
You know, when the elders see their environment being destroyed, they get depressed as well. And when their plants are gone, what are they going to do, you know? They have those plants for a reason. They use those plants. They watched animals use those plants. And it's a long history of ethnobotany for communities.
At the Klukwan School, that's a living history. Eight children are gathered in a semicircle around Dr. Lambert. They tell her about the trees and plants they saw on a morning nature walk.
I heard you guys all went out today. Did you go out and look at some plants? Who knows what the names of the plants were that they found?
There was dog tree.
What kind of plant did you find?
Outside the classroom, the sun shines almost blindingly off the Chilkat River.
Say it again.
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood.
In Klukwan, I'm Claire Strumpel.